On 22 October, the Civil Union Amendment Act 8 of 2020 came into force. This brings a much-needed change that the LGBTQIA++ community has been advocating for since 2006, when South Africa became the first country in Africa and the fifth in the world to legalize civil unions between persons of the same sex. Speaking to Lwando Scott, who is a next-generation scholar at the Center for Humanities Research at the University of the Western Cape, he explained the following.
The Civil Union Amendment Bill was important in the sense that before this amendment bill, people who worked at Home Affairs had the option of opting out of facilitating same-sex marriages, and they could use, you know, their religion or whatever reason for not doing them, and now that is no longer a viable option. And for many of us, of course, it was ridiculous that it was included to begin with, but in the end, the laws that have been struck and the new ones that have been enacted have been good for LGBTI people as a whole in general. But with that said, though, there are discrepancies. There are, South Africa is great on paper, and so with LGBT rights as well, South Africa is good on paper, but the lived realities of people, particularly people on the margins in terms of class, so poor LGBTI people, black and poor LGBTI people, still remain in the margins, even with these quote-unquote great laws in place. And so there's something interesting about, I suppose also sad at the same time, about these amazing bills like the Civil Union Act and now this amendment, which are all good and well, but one cannot help but wonder who can access them.
Touching on the importance of this legislative change, Scott highlighted the following points.
But they're important because these loopholes, if I may call it that, are used in such horrendous and dogmatic ways, and they really affect people and people's lives. Because you can imagine if you are a couple, a same-sex couple, and you want to get married and you are excited, and your day is then marred by, you know, Home Affairs situation where the dignities of LGBTI people are important. And so these rights and these changes to ensure that people are seen, and that people are people's lives and people's experiences and people's ways of loving and living are acknowledged, right? Are important. And it is in these little things, right, that we can actually measure the success of our new dispensation, in that it is wrong for South African state to be creating loopholes where people can have ways in which they can discriminate still, even after we've created bills to ensure that people are seen and that people are counted and that people's ways of living are counted for.
Scott then went on to discuss the significance of this win happening in Pride Month.
Pride is very controversial, particularly since 2012 with the disruption of Johannesburg Pride by 1 in 9 and the subsequent kind of disruptions in Cape Town. And Pride has been, you know, a contentious space in the LGBTI community for the past couple of years. But then I suppose it is nice that this comes now, that people are celebrating Pride and that people are thinking about Pride. And I suppose for me, it is a question of, this is exciting and that we need to celebrate this, but also we must remember that Pride itself needs amendments, basically, and that it also needs to take into account the loopholes, right, that have been created or that are there in post-apartheid South Africa, particularly vis-a-vis class and race, in that we are situated as LGBTI people, we're situated differently, and so we access things like pride in very different ways. And so it's important for pride to acknowledge or to see intersectional kind of arenas, or to respect intersectionality and think through intersectionality in the planning, in the orchestrating, in the articulation of pride. But we cannot rest, right? So this is a great win, but we must galvanize and we must push for more, or for more legislative protections, particularly for trans people and other LGBTI people who are on the margins. And a lot of that to do exists outside of the legislative front. It exists in people's lived realities, in the social aspect of things. And that too needs to be dealt with.
Nonprofit organization Out LGBT Wellbeing, in a statement, welcomed the signing of the Civil Union Amendment Bill into law by President Cyril Ramaphosa. The signing of this bill has been a long time coming. This is a definite victory for the LGBTI community, and a testament that when the community stands together, great things can be achieved to further the rights of the community and to call out injustice that is discriminatory, read their statement. For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Deka Asma.